Welcome to KBS World Radio, everyone. Thank you for joining us on Books on Demand, a show that introduces a treasure trove of Korean short stories to the global audiences. This is the second episode in the series North Korea Through the Eyes of North Korean Refugees, planned for the month of June. Today we will read The Lady of the Shack by Kim Jong-hae. I'm your host Karen Choi, and please stay tuned. It's morning. A cock pheasant's cry from the mountain shatters the morning silence. A shack stands at the entrance of the mountain. It teeters precariously as if it is about to fall. Around this time of the day, children's laughter would peal from its sunlit yard. Sometimes a young couple, their faces gaunt from starvation, would show up, but today no one seems to be there. Kim Jong-hae, born in Cheongjin, North Korea in 1968, was a member of a regional writers' alliance. She kept her writing career going even after she fled North Korea and came down south in 2005. Today's story, The Lady of the Shack, was published in 2019 and centers around Kyungshim, the Lady of the Shack, and her husband, a construction worker, and their two children, Suncheol and Sungyeong. The story begins with Communist Party officials visiting their shack. When the rations were terminated and the arduous march began, those who couldn't go to work because of the food shortage had to fill out something called an 8-3 form. It was a set of documents about recycling production. Workers had to produce assorted goods to the specification of the Communist Party and offer them to their workplaces or party organizations. It was, in essence, a social task assigned to each workplace. If they didn't have any goods to manufacture, they had to give a commensurate amount of cash. The party secretary's aides came to collect the 8-3 goods.
I don't have any potatoes to offer because last year's harvest was so poor. Look at that. Those are all the seed potatoes I have for this year. I may have to buy more to make ends meet. So, you have the money to buy seed potatoes, but nothing for your workplace? Comrade secretary, I really don't have anything to give you. Please let it slide just this once. I promise I will have something for you next month. You can borrow from someone and promise to pay them back next month. If you can't afford to bring cash, we could take those seed potatoes at market value. Gosh, do you mean to take them from us? Didn't you say that the party is our mother? What kind of a parent takes something away by force when her children are starving? Are you really going to take the seed potatoes? Are you saying that you won't pay? All right, do whatever you want. But tell your husband to go to the tunnel construction site tomorrow. Tunnel construction is a dangerous project where workers are ordered to break rock floors with their bare hands. Men dread to work because of awful meals and frequent fatal accidents. Kyungshim, who has been so brave until then, drops her eyes resignedly.
Kyungshim eventually had to give up her precious seed potatoes. Here's Professor of Korean Literature Bang Min-ho at Seoul National University to explain why she was forced to give up the seed potatoes.
원래 농가에서 씨감자 이거는 다음에 농사지
Farmers need seed potatoes for next year's farming, so those tubers are not for eating. The scene shows how cruel it is for ordinary North Koreans to give up those potatoes for the 8.3 system. It also demonstrates North Korea's ruthless administrative system that fleeces even its starving people.
또 보리도 다음에 써야 될 거는 먹지 못하는 법이거든요. 근데 그것까지 가져가는 북한 체제의 그 행정 제도 이런 것들을 작가가 잘 보여주고 있습니다.
The party secretary, however, traded the seed potatoes with alcohol. Kyungshin became so infuriated when she found out that she couldn't sleep for days, which left her feeling like her body was sinking into the ground. She remembered the phrase, not having even the energy to die. She couldn't do anything. She felt this way perhaps because her hope of making a living by planting potatoes was dashed, or her hope of gorging on boiled potatoes was ruined. Her husband and children, who had starved for 2 days, barely had the strength to get up and take a sip from the water jar. What an idiot! Why did I ever marry a man who couldn't protect his family? She resented her husband, who woke up disheveled only to roll up a tobacco leaf.
She remembered the flavor of the chicken her husband had bought her on their wedding day. She had gone hungry that day, 10 years ago. Although drunk, he had bought it for his new bride, who couldn't eat anything because she had to stay demure during the ceremony. But he fell asleep right after he put the chicken in front of her, forgetting that they had not consummated their marriage yet. Kyungshim had devoured the chicken. She should have at least turned off the light, unaware that people had poked holes in the paper-paned window to peek inside. It was no surprise that next morning a sign that read, "A bride who devoured a whole chicken," was plastered on the door. That was so embarrassing. Although she was ashamed, she had no regrets because her wish had been fulfilled. When would she even have a chance to eat a whole chicken if not then? Women usually had to settle for rice mixed with corn or boiled charred rice. But her dream had to come true on the day of her wedding. She could still vividly remember the chicken's greasy deliciousness.
But her memory of eating a whole chicken was in the past. People died in her village every day. Kyungshim was afraid that the next person to be carried out on a stretcher was one of her children. You crazy wench! How dare you call yourself a mother? What's the use of chastity and pride when your children are about to starve to death? You're so screwed up. Your body means nothing. It happened 1 week earlier when she was coming home with some noodles after selling seaweed at a market. Miss, may I ask for a favor? My wife is in the hospital to take care of my sick child. Can you come to my house and cook for about a week? I'll pay you 1,000 won for it. 1,000 won could buy 20 kilograms of rice. It was more than she could ever make by selling seaweed at a market 20 kilometers away.
Mister, how can you pay me so much just for cooking? Well, you could do something besides cooking. It may be enjoyable if you think about it. You could sleep with me at night, that's all. What? Sleep with you? No thanks. Gold is gold, no matter where it comes from. He surreptitiously grabbed her hand. Let me go. We're in front of a train station. Once it gets dark, there will be dozens of women selling flowers. I'm not that kind of a woman. Let go of me. It's because you're not that kind of woman. You are gold. I will buy you a new dress and scented lotion too. How about it? Let me go, you filthy bastard. How dare you?
Kyungshim now regretted turning down the man's proposal. She could have saved her family from starvation. When she came home, she saw that her husband and children could barely open their eyes. She was sure that they didn't have much long to live. That was when a gust of wind blew an aluminum pot off the shelf. It was the one that Kyungshim had brought from her house when she got married. It was also the only thing worth something in this house. She put that pot in an old bag and shouted to her family, 순철, 순경, hang in there until I return. I will come back with something to eat. 경심's husband begged her to take a neighbor with her, but their neighbor had already been to the market.
I was thinking about going to the market tomorrow. Why don't you join me then? No, I can't wait that long. Goodbye. Why are you going to the market? I'm going to sell a pot. What pot? The old neighbor opened Kyungshim's bag. Realizing that the shiny aluminium pot was Kyungshim's wedding gift, the surprised old woman stared at her. Knowing what the old neighbor's gaze meant, Kyungshim told her why she had to sell the pot. She couldn't bring herself to say that her family had survived on only water for the last 2 days. Instead, she burst into tears. I didn't realize your family was starving. Why didn't you tell me? Haven't you heard that a neighbor is better than a relative in such a situation? Kyungshim's sobs grew louder with the old woman's thoughtful affection. Take our corn for your family. You can pay it back before we run out of food. You are a lifesaver. Thank you.
Kyungshim was able to bring back corn for her family. Literary critic Chun So-young explains what this solidarity among women meant for Kyungshim.
The family was starving to death, but Kyungshim was the only one who tried to do something to save them. Her husband powerless and the Communist Party secretary sponged common people dry instead of easing their pain. Although North Korea is a patriarchal society, women came to bear full responsibility for taking care of their families ever since their economy tanked in the late 20th century. Kyungshim in the story represents the hardship and resilience of North Korean women. Also, at the end, her old neighbor shares her meager food. This scene demonstrates that the writer values the solidarity among women and their sense of community.
거의 유일하게 이 작품에서 따뜻한 장면이라고 할 수가 있는데 여성의 연대와 공동체에 대한 작가의 따뜻한 시선이 거기서는 느껴지기도 합니다.
Kyungshim ran home with a sack of corn. When she put the sack down on the floor, it burst open, spilling corn kernels all over the room. Her family crawled towards the corn and stuffed their mouths with them. The only sound in the room was the crunch of the corn kernels.
Kyungshim fell to the floor slowly as she saw her family's miserable behavior. She felt her consciousness slipping away and her body sinking deep into the ground. She knew this is what death felt like because she had experienced it the day before. But unlike last night, she felt her heart calming down from satisfaction. She was sad last night, but now she is happy. She may be dying, but her family will live. No, she saved them. Her heart was filled with the satisfaction that she saved her children from starving to death. It wasn't just a feeling, but a fact. Her family didn't realize that Kyungshim was dying. She didn't see the corn spilled on the floor, but only the lives that she had saved. Kyungshim stopped moving, but kept her eyes open to see them until the end. Her chest stopped moving. An endearing smile like a lily bloomed on her bony face.
그 대목이 참 북한의 현실을 그리고 이 여주인공이 처한 극한적 상황을
This last scene depicts Kyungshim's extreme situation. North Korean women suffering in the middle of the country's economic crisis. Her family's devouring of the corn contrasts with the female character's death. The smile she has on her face at the end demonstrates that she has been freed from all suffering.
모든 고통으로부터도 자유로워진 최후의 인간의 모습을 한 그렇지만 또 인간적 한계를 초극한 그런 모습이 아닌가 이렇게 생각을 해볼 수가 있겠죠.
Thank you for tuning in to Books on Demand. This week we read The Lady of the Shack by Kim Jong-hae. This has been Karen Choi, and please join me again next week.